All right, everyone, get ready, because today we're diving deep into the world of social entrepreneurship.
Ooh, exciting.
It is. Specifically, we're looking at how to use digital marketing to make a real difference, like turning your online presence into a force for good.
Awesome.
Yeah. And to guide us on this journey, we're going to be turning to Module 4 of the SUSE Project training materials.
The SUSE Project, if anyone isn't familiar with it, it's a fantastic program that helps young people learn all about social entrepreneurship, gain employability skills, all with like a big focus on sustainability.
It's not just about, you know, starting any business.
Right.
It's about starting a business that makes the world a better place.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm intrigued already.
Good.
So let's just start with the basics. Like, what is digital marketing?
So digital marketing is simply any kind of marketing that happens online.
Okay.
So that's everything from your social media to email blasts to your website, how you show up on search engines.
Right. It's meeting your audience where they already are.
Exactly. Yeah. Online.
Online. That makes total sense.
Yeah.
But why is it so essential for social entrepreneurs specifically? Couldn't they like just stick with the traditional methods of, you know, flyers or events?
So think of it this way. Digital marketing lets you connect with people all over the world.
Oh, wow.
Who are like passionate about the same things you are.
Yeah.
So imagine building this global community of supporters.
That's incredible.
Who are going to amplify your message.
Yeah.
It's also super cost effective, especially compared to traditional advertising.
Right, which can be really expensive.
Yeah, especially for startups.
Especially for, you know, social entrepreneurs who are often working with limited resources to begin with.
For sure.
And something that I thought was really interesting that stood out to me in the SESE materials is how digital marketing can help social entrepreneurs like showcase their impact.
Yeah.
So it's like proof that they're actually walking the walk.
For sure.
Not just talking the talk.
Exactly.
Yeah. So how do they do that?
It's all about transparency and building trust.
Okay.
And, you know, through regular updates, you can do impact reports, compelling storytelling.
Right.
Social entrepreneurs can show how they are making a difference, because at the end of the day, people want to see tangible results.
Right, of course.
And digital marketing gives you the tools to demonstrate that.
Perfect. Okay.
Yeah.
So you mentioned a digital toolkit.
Yes.
What exactly is in that toolkit?
So you've got your social media, of course, which is great for storytelling and, you know, building that community around your cause.
Yeah.
Then there's content marketing.
Okay.
Think blog posts, videos, podcasts.
Oh, nice.
Which are all fantastic for educating your audience, inspiring them, and really importantly, getting them to take action.
Yes. And we can't forget email marketing.
Yeah, good old email.
Which it seems like a little old school.
A little bit.
But still so relevant.
Super relevant. Email is a great way to build deeper relationships with your most kind of dedicated supporters. So you can share your updates, offer them exclusive opportunities, and really nurture those connections.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
Then there's those acronyms that always trip me up, SEO and SEM.
Okay, so those are also really essential. So SEO stands for search engine optimization, and SEM is search engine marketing.
Gotcha.
So basically what these do is make sure that when people are searching online for, you know, problems that your social enterprise is trying to tackle, that they can actually find you.
Right.
Because, you know, if no one can find you online, it's like you don't even exist.
Right. You're lost in the sea of the internet.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm also starting to see the light with analytics, too. It's not just numbers. It's information that tells you something.
Yeah. Data can be really powerful.
Yeah.
Because analytics really help you understand how well your digital marketing efforts are performing.
Okay.
So it's like having a map.
Ooh, I like that analogy.
And a compass to kind of guide your strategies and refine them so you can really achieve the biggest impact.
Okay, so that is a lot of different tools.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Where do you even begin? How do you put it all together into like a coherent plan?
So the SUSE materials outline a really helpful framework for creating a digital marketing plan.
Okay.
And it all starts with something super fundamental.
Okay, lay it on me. What's the first step?
You absolutely have to define your mission and goals.
Okay.
You need to be super clear about the change that you're trying to make in the world.
Right. Like, what's the big why behind your social enterprise?
Exactly.
Makes perfect sense. If you don't know where you're going, you're never going to get there.
Exactly.
Okay. So what comes next?
Next, you need to really understand your audience.
Okay.
So who are you trying to reach?
Right.
What are their needs and challenges? And importantly, where do they hang out online?
Okay.
The SUE materials even suggest creating audience personas.
Ooh, I like that.
Almost like, character sketches.
I love that idea. I heard about that, like in marketing in general. But I really like how they apply that to social good as well.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Because it makes you think about your ideal supporter as an actual person.
You really need to speak their language,
Yeah.
understand their motivations, and connect with them on that emotional level.
Okay, so once you know who you're talking to, then you can choose the right platforms to reach them.
Exactly. And that's all about quality over quantity.
Okay.
You don't have to be on every single platform, just the ones where your people are spending their time.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
So you've got your mission, your target audience, the right platforms.
Yeah.
Now, what about the content itself? Like, how do you create stuff that people are actually going to want to read, watch, and share?
That's where content strategy comes in.
Okay.
That gives a structure and
All
direction
right.
for all your marketing efforts, and it makes sure that your messaging is consistent across all those different
Yeah,
platforms.
so what are they recommending?
They really emphasize the power of storytelling. So conveying your mission, the problem you're addressing, and how people can be a part of the solution. It's about, connecting with them in a way that inspires them to get involved.
That makes me think about this conservation group I follow online.
Okay.
They don't just post like sad pictures of endangered animals. They like share stories of individual animals that they've rescued, and it's so impactful.
Exactly. That's a perfect example.
Yeah.
But it's not just about those heartwarming stories. You need a good mix.
Okay.
So you want to have educational content to inform people, inspirational content to motivate them,
Yeah.
and then clear calls to action, telling them exactly how they can help.
Right. So it's keeping it
For
diverse
sure.
and engaging.
Yes.
I could, this is all starting to feel like a lot, though.
It can be, yeah.
Is there any way to stay organized amidst all of this?
So luckily, the SESE people are one step ahead,
Good.
and they recommend using a content calendar.
Ooh, I love those.
Yeah, they're really helpful so you can plan and schedule all of your content in advance,
Okay.
almost like a roadmap for all your social media posts.
I'm all about working smarter, not harder. I love that.
Me too.
And they suggest tying content to like relevant events or holidays. That's a good idea.
Absolutely, yeah.
Like if you're working on ocean conservation,
Yeah.
tie in your content with World Oceans Day. That makes sense.
Makes total sense.
What else should we keep in mind when putting all of this into practice?
Something really important is the budget.
Right.
So you need to be realistic about what resources you have available,
Yeah.
both financially and just in terms of time and manpower to
Right.
actually execute the plan.
Right. Got to stay grounded.
Exactly.
But once you launch your digital marketing plan, it's smooth sailing from there,
Yeah,
right?
quite.
Oh, no.
So the final and incredibly important step is to measure and adapt.
Okay.
So you want to use those analytics we talked about
Yeah.
to track your progress, see what's working, what's not, and just adjust your strategies accordingly.
So it's an ongoing process.
Ongoing, but
Always optimizing.
yeah, exactly.
Okay, so we've talked about the planning and strategy, but now let's get down to the platforms
All
themselves.
right.
Where should social entrepreneurs be focusing their energy? And what are the pros and cons of each?
So the SUS materials give us a fantastic overview of the most popular social media platforms.
Okay.
And they highlight the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats
Oh,
just for
nice.
each of them.
Like, it's like a cheat sheet.
Exactly.
Okay, are you ready to dive in?
I am. Let's do it.
All right, let's start with the like OG of social media, Facebook.
Ah, Facebook, it still has the largest user base.
It does.
It spans, all sorts of demographics, which makes it great for building those communities.
Right, the large scale ones we were talking about earlier.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you can create groups, pages, you can host events.
Yeah, it's very versatile.
I knew there had to be a catch.
Oh, there's always a catch.
What is it?
So while it has this huge reach, the organic reach of your posts,
Whoa.
meaning how many people see your content without paid advertising, has declined in recent years.
Oh, okay.
So while it's still a valuable platform,
Yeah.
you might need to kind of consider investing in some paid
I
advertising.
make sure that people actually see it. Okay,
Exactly.
that's a good point. But I do see a lot of social enterprises running like successful Facebook ads.
They are.
Yeah.
And Facebook does offer some really unique opportunities,
Okay.
especially for social entrepreneurs selling products or services.
Okay.
So think about Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great way to reach a wider audience and promote your offerings.
Okay, so Facebook has its pros and cons.
It does.
What about Instagram?
Instagram.
Everyone's obsessed with visuals these days.
They are.
And I get it.
Instagram is definitely the king of visuals,
Yeah.
It has super high engagement rates, especially with younger audiences, which makes it a really powerful platform for showcasing your impact through, you know, those catchy photos and videos.
And Instagram stories.
Yes.
Those are so popular.
They are.
It seems like such a good way to give people like a behind the scenes glimpse.
Exactly.
Into your organization.
Yeah.
I like it.
And they offer a lot of interactive features from like polls and questions to shoppable links, stickers. It's a great way to add personality to your brand.
Okay.
And make your content more engaging.
This is making me think about there's this nonprofit I follow that uses Instagram to share like these beautiful photos from their projects in developing countries.
Yeah.
And then they use stories to show the faces and stories of the people that they're helping.
Yes.
It really brings their work to life.
That's a great example of how Instagram can like really create that emotional connection with your audience.
I'm sold on the power of visuals.
Good.
But I can imagine it takes a lot of time and resources to create like high quality content, especially for smaller organizations.
It can. And, you know, Instagram's algorithm can also be pretty unpredictable.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So it can be challenging to get your content seen by a wider audience.
Right.
You have to be strategic.
Okay.
And consistent with your posting and use those hashtags.
To make sure you're seen.
Exactly.
Okay. So Instagram sounds like a great option if you have the resources to dedicate to it.
Yeah.
And you're able to like, you know, keep up with trends and all that.
Exactly. For sure.
Okay, what about Twitter?
Twitter.
Is it still relevant?
It is. Twitter is all about real-time communication.
Okay.
Direct engagement.
Mm-hmm.
So it's great for sharing quick updates, news, your thoughts on current events.
Right, all within those 280 characters.
Yeah, exactly. It's a good way to jump into conversations.
Yeah, exactly.
With, like, thought leaders and influencers in your field.
Okay.
And hashtags are still a big deal on Twitter.
They are.
So you can use them strategically.
Mm-hmm. To get your message amplified and reach more people.
Okay, cool. But I bet there are some downsides, right?
There are.
Twitter can be a bit overwhelming.
It can be. It can be hard to stand out
in
that constant stream of information that's flowing through.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes 280 characters.
It's not a lot.
It's not a lot, especially when you're trying to get a complex message across.
Right.
It's also a platform where negativity can spread quickly.
Oh, that's true.
So you need to be prepared to, you know, deal with any criticism or negative feedback that comes your way.
Right. So you need a thick skin going into it.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Okay. So Twitter, a great tool if you can stay on top of trends and like know what you're getting into.
Exactly. And have a strategy.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
What about LinkedIn?
LinkedIn.
I feel like a lot of people think that's just for, you know, job seekers and corporations.
For sure.
But it can be valuable for social entrepreneurs too, right? It can, especially for social enterprises that work with other businesses or organizations.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you're targeting a B2B audience, business to business, LinkedIn's the place to be.
Gotcha.
It's also a great platform for sharing, you know, high quality content.
Okay.
Like articles, industry insights, things that will help you position your social enterprise as a thought leader.
Oh, interesting.
And the networking opportunities on LinkedIn,
I bet,
are unparalleled.
So if you're trying to connect with potential partners, funders,
absolutely,
collaborators, LinkedIn is a must.
But keep in mind, it's a lot more formal
compared
to, you know, Instagram or Twitter.
Right.
So you've got to adjust your tone and your messaging accordingly.
Makes sense. Okay, so let's move on to the platform that makes me feel old. TikTok.
Okay, TikTok.
All those dance crazes and lip sync videos.
I know.
It's intimidating.
It is a little intimidating. TikTok is definitely a force to be reckoned with. It's the fastest growing social media platform out there.
Wow.
Has crazy high engagement rates.
Really?
But it does tend to skew towards a younger demographic.
Yeah, I can see how it might be a challenge for social enterprises to translate their messages to that format.
It can be.
Like, it's not really known for serious content.
No, not really. It's all about those short, catchy videos, often with a focus on humor.
Yeah.
And trends.
Okay.
So you have to be willing to adapt your message.
Okay.
And get creative if you really want to succeed.
It sounds like it could be a good option for social enterprises with a younger target audience.
For sure.
Or those who are comfortable with like a more lighthearted and entertaining approach.
Exactly.
Okay. So what about for those of us who prefer longer form content, enter YouTube. This is the king of online video.
It is. It has this massive global reach.
It does.
Spans almost every demographic you can imagine.
People say it's like the new TV.
It is. Everyone's watching YouTube these days.
Yeah, that's true.
And the best part is that the content on YouTube can be evergreen,
What does that mean?
meaning it can be found and enjoyed for years to come.
Oh.
So it's a great platform for social entrepreneurs to share that, like, longer form content, like
Yeah.
documentaries, interviews, educational videos that really dive deep into their work.
Okay.
And you can connect with this huge audience
Yeah.
and build a library of content
Yep.
that's just going to keep drawing people in.
But creating high quality videos, I imagine that takes a lot of time,
It does.
effort, resources.
It does. You need to be prepared to invest in the right equipment, software, dedicate time to scripting,
Right?
filming,
Yeah.
editing.
I get it.
And plus, the competition on YouTube is fierce.
It is.
So you have to make sure that your content is going to stand out.
Right. Okay. So YouTube's great if you can dedicate the time and effort and all of that.
Absolutely.
Okay. So what about those of us who are like turned off by marketing that feels like too salesy, especially when it comes to social good?
I get it.
How can social entrepreneurs create content that like resonates without feeling pushy or inauthentic?
That's a really good question.
Yeah.
And the SUSE materials highlight the importance of creating content that feels personal,
Okay.
authentic, and
Yeah.
reliable.
I like that. So it's not about like shouting your message from the rooftops.
No.
It's about having a genuine conversation. Yeah, I
Exactly.
like it.
Yeah, so share your story. Let people see the passion behind your work
Yeah.
and highlight what makes your social enterprise unique.
Okay.
And they call this your emotional selling point, or ESP.
Ooh, I like that. ESP, it's like your secret sauce.
Exactly.
Okay. But it's not just about sharing your passion, right?
Yeah.
You need to back it up with substance.
You do. You have to showcase your expertise
Yeah.
because people want to know that they're supporting a cause that's, well-informed and effective.
Right. Absolutely. So what are some like examples of engaging content that social entrepreneurs can create? Like the possibilities seem endless.
They are. You can use polls to get people interacting,
Oh, yeah.
share kind of behind the scenes glimpses,
Okay.
answer frequently asked questions, post relevant news from your field, create blog posts, infographics. You can even share stories about your failures.
Really? Failure stories.
Yes, because people connect with authenticity
That's true.
and everybody makes mistakes.
Yeah.
So sharing your failures and what you've learned from
All
them
right.
can actually make you seem more relatable
I like that, yeah.
and human.
Okay.
And don't forget about the power of visuals.
Yeah, of course.
So images, videos, even simple graphics can make your content so much more appealing and shareable.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, are there any other like tips for creating this amazing content?
Yeah, so keep your messages really concise and easy to understand.
Okay.
Use an active voice and always include a clear call to action.
Right. Tell people what you want them to do.
Exactly. So
Yeah.
whether it's donating, volunteering, signing a petition, or just spreading the word, you have to give them a path
Right.
to getting involved.
Okay. And let's not forget about those all-important hashtags and keywords.
Oh, those are super crucial.
They are.
Hashtags help people find your content on social media,
Okay.
and keywords help your website and blog posts
Right.
rank higher in search results. It's all about making sure your message is reaching the right people
Okay, I love it.
at the right time.
This has all been so helpful.
Good.
Okay, so we've talked about the platforms, we've talked about the content.
Yeah.
How do you actually put all of this into action? Like, give me the steps for implementing these strategies.
Okay, so step one is to establish a really strong social media presence.
Yeah.
So that means optimizing your profiles across all your chosen platforms with high quality images, compelling bios,
Yeah.
and links back to your website. You want to make sure your branding is consistent.
Yeah, that first impression is everything.
It is. You want people to instantly understand what you're about.
Yes, absolutely. What's next?
All right, here's a pro tip.
Okay, I like pro tips.
Use real photos instead of those generic stock images.
Oh, I love that.
It adds so much personality and helps you stand out.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so what's step two?
Step two is create that content calendar.
Yes.
We talked about it
We
earlier,
did.
but it's really important.
Okay.
Planning all your content in advance saves so much time and
Right.
stress and helps you stay consistent.
So you're not scrambling at the last minute,
No more scrambling.
Alex?
Aim for a diverse mix of content,
Yeah.
educational,
Yeah.
inspirational, behind the scenes.
Keep it exciting.
Exactly.
Okay, what's step three?
Step three is all about authentic engagement.
Okay.
So respond to comments, messages, and mentions promptly.
Right.
Show your audience that you're actually listening.
Yeah.
And you value their input. It's all about building relationships.
It is. And it's not just about responding, right?
Yeah.
It's about encouraging people to participate.
Exactly. Yeah. Encourage that user-generated content.
Mm-hmm.
Ask questions, run polls, get people talking about your cause.
I like, okay, so how do we know if all this effort is actually working?
That brings us to step four, tracking and measuring your success.
Okay.
So use those analytics to track your progress.
Okay.
Look at engagement rates, follower growth, website traffic from social media.
Mm.
But even more importantly, track those conversions.
Conversions. Fill me in.
So conversions are the actions people take
if
they're engaging with your content.
Okay.
So are they donating, volunteering, signing petitions?
Okay.
Are they changing their behaviors? Are they spreading the word?
Okay, so it's those actions that matter the most.
Those are the metrics that really demonstrate impact.
Right, so it's not just about vanity metrics.
Exactly.
It's about the action.
Exactly, driving meaningful action.
I like that. Okay, step five.
Step five is iterate and optimize.
Okay.
So remember, the digital landscape is always changing.
It is. It's constantly changing.
So you need to be flexible.
Okay.
And adapt your strategies based on the data
mm-hmm.
that you're gathering and the feedback that you're getting.
It's an ongoing experiment.
It is. You know, try different types of content.
Okay.
Different posting times, different engagement tactics. Mm. See what works
yeah.
and refine your approach.
Okay. And lastly, calls to action.
Yes. Every single piece of content should have a call to action.
Right.
You know, make them clear,
mm-hmm.
concise, and compelling.
Okay.
Don't be afraid to ask for what you want.
Right.
Like whether it's a donation signature or just spreading awareness.
Yeah.
Tell people exactly how they can get involved.
Okay, perfect. So just to recap, implementing these social media strategies is all about establishing a strong presence,
mm-hmm.
creating a content calendar, engaging authentically,
mm-hmm.
tracking your progress, and continually iterating and optimizing.
Yeah.
Always with a strong call to action.
Absolutely.
Did I miss anything?
I think you got it all. It's all about building relationships.
Yeah.
Fostering community, inspiring action.
I love that.
You know, it's not just about broadcasting messages into the void.
Right.
It's about creating a dialogue.
Yeah.
And working together to make a difference.
Okay, I love it.
Yeah.
So we've talked about engagement, building a following, but at the end of the day, social entrepreneurs, they need to see results.
They do.
So how do you actually measure the ROI of your social media efforts?
That's a great question. And luckily, the SUIC materials offer a really helpful framework called the four phases model.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah.
Okay, tell me more.
It helps you move beyond those vanity metrics and focus on outcomes that really matter.
I'm all ears. Tell me more about this four phases model.
It takes you on a journey from just exposure.
Okay.
To impactful action.
Okay.
So phase one, as you might have guessed, is exposure. Yeah. Getting your content seen by as many people as possible.
Right. But as we've discussed, views and likes only tell part of the story.
A small part of the story.
Right. Like you could have a video go viral, but if it doesn't inspire anyone to take action.
Right.
What's the point?
What's the point? Yeah. So then we go to phase two, which is engagement.
Okay.
This is where you're fostering those interactions, starting those conversations,
mm-hmm.
building relationships. Mm-hmm. Think comments, shares, people tagging their friends,
right.
signs that people are really interested.
Yeah.
And connecting with what you're putting out there.
Okay. So moving beyond passive viewing.
Yeah.
Sparking those conversations.
Exactly.
What comes after engagement?
All right. So phase three is all about influence.
Okay.
Are people starting to see you as a trusted voice?
Right.
Are you shifting perceptions, changing minds, establishing yourself as a thought leader?
Okay. So building credibility.
Exactly.
Got it.
Yeah. It's not just about getting a bunch of followers.
Right. It's about what you're putting out there.
Exactly. And finally, we reach the phase that really matters for ROI, which is action.
Action.
Are people taking those steps that you've outlined in your content?
Okay.
Are they donating, volunteering, signing those petitions, changing behaviors, spreading the word to their networks?
Those are the outcomes that really matter.
Those are the outcomes that show real impact.
Right. It's tangible.
It is.
You can see it.
Yeah.
Okay. I like
so that. The four phases model really helps
yeah.
social entrepreneurs shift their focus
mm-hmm.
away from those vanity metrics
right.
and onto the actions that really make a difference.
Yeah. Okay. I love this model.
Yeah. It's super helpful.
It's given me a whole new perspective on how to like even think about measuring success.
Good.
And speaking of success, the SESE materials talk about how social entrepreneurs are kind of uniquely positioned to use digital marketing, not just for awareness,
right,
but to actually change behaviors.
Yeah.
Can you elaborate on that?
So social entrepreneurs are often at the forefront of tackling some of the world's most pressing problems.
Okay.
They're not just raising awareness.
Right.
They're developing solutions, and they're inspiring other people to be part of the change.
Right.
And digital marketing gives them these powerful tools to do just that.
So it's about going beyond just sharing information
mm-hmm.
and actually motivating people to take action.
Absolutely. It's connecting those dots between awareness and action.
Right.
So, for example, instead of just posting a picture of a polluted beach,
right,
you might share that photo,
mm-hmm.
but also give people a list of steps they can take to reduce their plastic consumption.
I like that, yeah.
Or, you know, create a video showing your solution to providing clean water access.
Right.
And include a link for people to donate.
Right. Give them a way to get involved.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's all about giving people the tools and inspiration to be a part of the solution.
Yeah. And digital marketing makes it easy to connect those people with those opportunities.
It makes it so much easier. It's like building a bridge.
I like that analogy.
Between awareness and action. Mm. And social entrepreneurs are kind of leading the way in that.
I love that. This is so inspiring.
Yeah,
it's making me think of all the different ways that we can use these digital tools to create a better world.
Absolutely.
Okay, so if someone's listening to this right now and they're feeling fired up to launch their own social enterprise or, you know, take their existing one to the next level, where should they start?
I would highly recommend checking out the SUS project website.
Okay.
It's a treasure trove of resources.
Oh, wow.
From modules, guides, helpful tools.
Okay.
They even have a really supportive community of fellow social entrepreneurs.
Oh, I love that.
They really thought of everything.
That's amazing. It sounds like they have all the bases covered.
Yeah.
But beyond like resources and tools, what personal qualities or like skills do you think are essential for thriving as a social entrepreneur in this digital age?
I think first and foremost, a growth mindset is absolutely crucial.
Okay.
You know, the digital landscape is always changing.
It is.
You have to be adaptable, open to learning new things, willing to experiment.
So embrace the ever-changing nature of it all.
Yeah, and don't be afraid to fail.
Right.
You know, every misstep is a learning opportunity.
That's a great reminder because it's so easy to get discouraged when things don't go according to plan.
For sure.
But it's all about learning from those experiences.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What else?
And remember, you don't have to do it all alone.
Okay.
You know, there's this whole community of social entrepreneurs who are really eager to support and collaborate.
Yeah.
So reach out, connect, share your challenges, and learn from other people's experiences.
So it's collaboration over competition.
Exactly.
We're all in this together.
We are.
Okay. What else?
And don't underestimate the power of mentorship.
Okay.
Find someone who has been there, done that, and can offer you guidance and support as you're going through all this.
Okay. That's good advice. Growth mindset, collaboration, mentorship.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you would add to that list?
And lastly, I think never, ever lose sight of your why.
Okay.
It's so easy to get caught up in the day-to-day and lose sight of the bigger picture.
Right.
So take some time to reconnect with your mission, your passion, the change you want to create.
That's so important because it's purpose-driven.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We're using these tools for good.
For good.
For progress.
Yeah.
For a brighter future.
Absolutely.
I'm feeling very energized and inspired after this conversation.
Well, how soon?
Thank you so much for sharing your expertise and your insights.
It's been my pleasure.
So as we kind of wrap up our deep dive into social entrepreneurship and digital marketing, I want to circle back to something you said earlier about storytelling.
Okay.
Why is it so crucial for social entrepreneurs to be these master storytellers? Like, what's the secret sauce?
Stories have this power to connect us, inspire us, and move us to action in ways that, like, facts and figures just can't.
It's like that saying, people don't remember what you said. They just remember how you made them feel.
Exactly.
Right.
And stories can evoke emotions and create those connections.
Yeah.
You know, when you share your story, your why, your passion, the challenges, you're creating this bond with your audience.
Yeah.
You're inviting them to see the world through your eyes
yeah.
and experience the impact of what you're doing.
It's about vulnerability.
Absolutely.
And authenticity, letting people see the human side of it all.
Exactly. And when people feel that connection,
mm-hmm.
they're more likely to want to support your cause.
Yeah.
They get invested in your mission.
Right. And they want to be a part of that change
yeah.
that you're creating.
Yeah. So how can social entrepreneurs hone their storytelling skills?
That's a good question.
And really captivate their audience. Like, what are your top tips?
I think first you have to get really clear on your why.
Okay.
Why are you so passionate about this cause?
Mm-hmm.
What experiences have shaped your journey?
Right.
What change do you want to see in the world? You know, you have to dig deep
yeah.
and really get to the heart of your motivation.
Yeah. It's about tapping into that passion.
Yeah.
And letting it shine through.
Absolutely. And then think about your audience.
Okay.
Who are you trying to reach?
Mm-hmm.
What are their values?
Yeah.
What are their concerns?
Mm-hmm.
How can you tailor your message
right.
to resonate with them on a personal level?
It's about meeting your audience where they are
mm-hmm.
and speaking their language.
Exactly.
Okay.
You know, not just talking at them.
Yeah.
Talking with them.
Right.
Building that bridge of understanding.
Yeah. And don't be afraid to get creative.
Okay.
You know, experiment with different mediums. Written word, video, photography, even audio.
I love that. Mix it up. Keep it fresh. Keep it engaging.
Exactly. Find what works best for you
yeah.
and your audience. And don't be afraid to think outside the box.
Okay. And lastly.
And I think most importantly, authenticity.
Oh, yeah.
You have to let your passion shine through.
Yeah.
Be genuine.
Mm-hmm.
Be vulnerable.
Great.
People can spot a fake a mile away.
Yeah, that's true.
So when you're sharing your story from a place of true belief
mm-hmm.
and vulnerability,
yeah.
it will resonate in a way that no marketing gimmick ever could.
That's a powerful reminder.
It is.
Okay, so as we bring our deep dive to a close,
yeah.
I'm curious, what's the one key takeaway
okay.
that you want our listener to walk away with today?
Believe in your power to make a difference.
Oh, I love that. So simple, yet so profound.
It's so easy to feel overwhelmed.
It is.
By everything going on in the world.
Yeah.
But every single one of us
mm-hmm.
has the power to create positive change.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whether you're starting a social enterprise, supporting a cause you care about,
mm-hmm.
or just making more conscious choices in your everyday life. Every action really matters.
It's a reminder that we're not powerless.
No.
We can all be agents of change.
Exactly.
Yeah, I like that.
And you know, with the power of digital marketing,
mm-hmm.
you can amplify your impact,
okay.
connect with like-minded individuals.
Yeah.
And inspire others to join you on this journey.
To create a better world.
To create a better world. Use these tools for good.
I like that.
For progress.
Mm-hmm.
For a brighter future.
I am feeling so energized and inspired.
Awesome.
And after this deep dive, thank you so much for sharing your expertise.
You're welcome.
And insights with us today.
It's been my pleasure. And remember,
yeah.
the world needs your unique talents and your passion. So don't be afraid to dream big.
Okay.
Work hard.
Yeah.
And make some magic happen.
I'm ready to get out there and make a difference.
Awesome.
But before we go, is there anything else you want to add? Any final words of wisdom for our listeners?
You know, just remember that you can start small, and then as you grow, you can scale up.
Right. It's like planting a seed.
Exactly.
And nurturing it until it blossoms into something amazing.
You got it. Give it the right conditions, tend to it carefully, and watch it grow.
I love that analogy.
That's a good one.
It is. So as we wrap up this deep dive into social entrepreneurship in the digital world,
yeah.
I want to leave our listener with a final thought.
Okay.
Something to ponder as they embark on their own journey.
I like it.
So you mentioned that social entrepreneurs are uniquely positioned to inspire action, not just awareness.
Right.
What advice would you give someone who wants to make a digital marketing strategy that really motivates people to make a difference?
I would say think about the stories that you can tell that are really going to resonate with your audience.
So we've talked about storytelling, but how do you make those stories impactful? How do you move people to take action?
It's all about tapping into emotions.
Oh, the heartstrings.
Exactly, because people are much more likely to act when they feel a personal connection to a cause.
That makes sense.
So when you're creating your strategy, think about how you can use stories to evoke empathy.
Okay.
Hope, urgency, you know, whatever emotion aligns with your mission
right.
and your audience.
So, for example, if you're trying to raise awareness about climate change,
right.
You wouldn't just share statistics about rising sea levels.
No, you would want to tell a story of a coastal community that's being affected by it.
Right, and show the human impact of it all.
Exactly. Put a human face on the issue and make it relatable.
Yeah, and make it real for people.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And it's not just about stories of hardship, right?
No.
You can also use storytelling to inspire hope.
Absolutely.
And showcase solutions.
You can share stories of resilience, of communities coming together to solve these problems.
Mm-hmm. Of individuals making a difference. You know, highlight that positive impact.
Right.
Show people that change is possible.
Yeah, show them that their actions, no matter how small, can make a difference.
Exactly. Give them ways to get involved, make them feel empowered, and show that they can be a part of creating a better future.
I love that. This has been such an inspiring and informative deep dive.
Oh, good.
Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom and your insights.
You're welcome. It's been my pleasure.
So, to our listener, as you embark on your social entrepreneurial adventure, remember to tap into that power of storytelling.
Mm.
Connect with your audience.
Yeah.
And believe in your ability to make a difference.
It's all about taking action.
It is. The world needs your passion, your creativity, and your dedication. Go make some magic happen.
Absolutely. And don't forget to check out the SESE Project website.
That's right.
At https.eu. Use-theproject.eu for more resources and support.
Until next time, keep diving deep and keep changing the world.